because the length of the protocol sequence, if the users are using repeat codes, is 2 to the number of users, it's impractical when the number of users is large. But when the number of users is fairly small, and also the throughput in this case is only one packet each from the M users and 2 to the M side. But if the M is not too large, even 10, for example, you have a throughput of about one packet in 100 slots with 10 different users, or 5 users for substantial throughput, about one packet every 6 slots. I have heard, I don't know whether this is being used right now. One of the problems of doing research in the academic world is that people who develop systems in industry rarely tell you that they have made and implemented. I often find out many, many years later that a system that I worked on and published has been implemented, and often to my surprise, it's been made into some big system. They just don't tell you often. This work I first published, or first presented and published in the abstracts of that meeting at the 1982 Information Theory Symposium in Lézac, France. And I had sent Boris Sibikov an advance copy of my presentation for that. And Boris got very, very interested in this. And in that paper at that time, I had only done the maximum rate point. That's this 1 over E, this the maximum throughput. Mm-hmm. And Boris then, together with, it was work he did together with Mikhailov, worked out the entire capacity region. But in the meantime, I had already done that together with Peter Matis, one of my graduate students, and when we presented the paper at Les Arcs, we actually presented the entire capacity region. And our paper on this subject appeared in the, the March 1985 special issue on random accessing of the information theory transactions, which I was the editor of. And to my surprise, it won the IEEE Baker Award for the best paper published in any of the journals, magazines, and proceedings of the IEEE in that year. So we got a lot of mileage out of this thing. Peter came through with some, Peter Matis, who did it, came through with some other nice ideas, not only the idea of not only working out the full capacity region, he also had a very clever way of generating the protocol sequences, and they're described in that paper in the March issue. Mm-hmm.